Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce. Well, get excited, Australia, because Parliament is back. 2023 is now officially underway for our politicians who've marked the start of their working year with a traditional church service. The PM, inspired by the Reverend who led it, Albo said she gave a moving sermon about having an Indigenous voice to Parliament.
She spoke about its grace, and that's why I believe very firmly that Australians should take the opportunity that they'll have in the second half of this year to cast a vote for yes.
Now, speaking of the voice, today's news poll shows most Australians do support changing the constitution to ensure that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have a say in policies. It has the yes vote at 56%. The no's at 37. And one of the big four banks wouldn't be shocked if the Reserve Bank had a nastier than expected surprise for mortgage holders tomorrow. The Commonwealth believes there's a 1 in 4 chance it'll bump the cash rate up by 40, not 25 basis points. A couple of names are in the mix to replace the injured paceman Josh Hazlewood for the first test against India at Nagpur starting Thursday. Scott Boland and uncapped WA quick Lance Morris are the most likely replacements. Hazlewood believes the so-called wild thing is more than ready for the call-up.
We've got Lance Morris, who's worked really hard on reverse swing the last probably month, I reckon, and a nice lead in here with a few sessions.
And controversial NBA star Kyrie Irving has had his wish to be traded granted, with the Brooklyn Nets dealing him to Dallas today.